ואם לכל קל לא בכל הארץ ישראל לבשל פריסאו, יסם בעל שליש. ויאף על פי, so it's the first one to ripen. ויאף על פי כן לא יביט חול למנחת. So, שמותים האחיתים, תלמוד לי מעשיר, שמותים הלפני או אימא, תלמוד לי מעטין לעם, ויאכלו אחרי. So in other words, it was already after the Eina. So normally, by that time, the Peres have already ripened. And, but in that particular year, so only in those place sections of Eretz Yisrael, where the ripening takes place very early, so Seirim ripened, not anything else. In other words, so Emeir Miato Ruoyoi so is a shonah. So there was the simen of Aviv. So there is certainly the simen of Aviv. Miato Ruoyoi is a shonah sheti sabit. Umipnimalu ibroel isho. So why won't me have here? Sheshnas batzira so isho. Voya hakil rotzin li beis agroneis. Beis agroneis. So memele if. So, because if there will be Nabeir, so then the time when Chodosh will become Muter will be extended. If there will be Mahabad Shalom. So another a month will be added. So in other words, and so in an ordinary year, it doesn't matter. But in a year of famine, so if they have to wait another month till they'll be allowed to eat of the new crop, so it will be a tremendous hardship. So because of that, we are not there. Now Teisa says the kashe, ruo is a shono shet hisabir vim teima minolon dil meobivu lehabe. Minol dil meobivu lehabe. Avo peres ilon utkufe habe ketikunon veamrinon dalechot menei mabri. V'yesh leima de mistome kibn di bal sholisho. Hakalo shebe'at Yisroel ibikol minechot shmamino de perizil namalehav. So in other words, so because Baal Shalisho, which was early in ripening, so only Seirim ripened. So it is obvious that the other perizilon didn't blossom either. So in other words, there were two simonim. So actually, they could be ma'aber hashono, and they weren't ma'aber hashono. Vim Temar Vidilme Biyude Udle Have, Avol Bivrayarde Nuvikogil Have. And the Gemara, the Price said, Al Shlesha Arotis Meabrin as Ashono, Yehudo Vivrayarde Vagolil, Al Steime Meabrin Valachas Me Neno Meabrin, Milbe Biyude Udle Have, Avol, so Bivrayarde Nuvikogil Have. So Mele, there was no simony. In order to have a sufficient basis for Ibra Shono, so in the two sections of the three sections in Eretz Yisrael, there should be no Ovid or no Peres Ilon. But if in two sections Tvua did ripen, Peres Ilon did blossom, in one section not, so then there is no basis for Ibra Shono. So maybe over from that pasuk we see that in Yehuda, that deals with Yehuda. So that in Yehuda, so maybe in Yehuda, so only Seirim ripened, but in the Vayarden and Golil, they did ripen. So in Mele, there was no basis for Ibra Shono. Not that we in a year of famine, we're not now the Shono. So Teisa says, "V'yesh leima de'onam shaminam bal shalisho shi'akalo shalibiko," because bal shalisho that was the earliest to ripen. Say, and if over there only Seirim ripened, that means that no other places in the Vayarden and Golil, they certainly didn't ripen. All right, now, Tomer Abba, emi'abrim es hashono lifnei so. So according to Rashi and Teisa Shite, now, so from this Gemara, it appears that Bishnas Riovein, in a year of famine, Bezin is not Ma'aved Shono, not only on the score of Kshorim and Psochim and Kol Yis Yisrael. But even on the score of the three Simonim, because here the Gemara mentions that it wasn't Toviv, that we didn't try. So Elisha, he was not Me'abed Shono, why not? Because it was a year of famine. So it appears from this Gemara that Bishnas Reovein, Bezdin is not Me'abed, even on the score of the three Simonim. Or the three Simonim. Now, according to Rashi, we understand it very well. Because according to Rashi, the Mechayev of Hebrew, whether it's on the basis of Kshorim, Psochim, and Kol Yis Yisroel, or it's on the basis of the three Simonim, it's there. The only difference is the Gibur Simonim represent a tzerech on account of which it's obligatory upon Bezdin to be Me'aber. And other tzrochim represent tzrochim where it is on account of which it's in the discretion of Bezdin to be Me'aber. But everything is based upon tzerech. The Mechayev is tzerech. Since the Mechayev of the permissive Hebrew and the obligatory Hebrew is tzerech, so shnas rovein, so the tzerech of Reovein counteracts the tzerech of the Gimur Simonim, the tzerech of Kshorim, Psochim, and the Kol Yis Yisroel. Memele, we're not allowed, Bezdin is not allowed to be Me'aver, because there is no Mechayev of tzerech, because there is a bigger tzerech that counteracts, that cancels this tzerech. But according to the Rambam, that Gimur Simonim, so is not based upon Tzerech. It's a special aloche that it has to be a shnas hachamor. There shouldn't be any substantial discrepancy between the sun and the moon. It has to be a shnas hachamor. The shono in general has to conform to the sun. So it's not based upon Tzerech. So what if it's Shnas Rovein? But it doesn't present any difficulty. The only problem is because the Rambam says a certain yearly. But insofar as the Gemara itself is concerned, even according to the Rambam Shite, that there is an essential difference between the Ibur and the score of Kshorim, Psochim, and Kol Yis Yisroel, and the Ibur on the score of the Gimur Simonim, one is based upon Tzerech and one is based upon the Aloche, that the Shono requires Ibur, because it has to conform to the sun. So there is no difficulty, because that's the Gzeras HaKosov. So we learn out, on the contrary, because of the Tzerech of Rov, so Bezdin is not mechuyev to be miabir, even on account of the Gimur Simonim. It's a special Gzeras HaKosov. The only difficulty is that the Rambam says yearly. Now the Rambam in Perek Daled, Mehilchas Kiddush HaChidesh, Halachat Esvov, says as follows. Ein Me'abrin es Hashono Bishnas Reovein, Shehakel Rotzin Libeis HaKoneis. Everyone is destitute. Everyone is in need of Tvueh. Shehakel Rotzin Libeis HaKoneis Leachel V'Lichyeis, V'yev Shal Le'isiv Lo'im Zman. Le'eser achodesh. Ve'im me'abrin b'shviis shiyad hakil shiletes ala svichim. Ve'lo yimtziu likrei v'eim me'ar ushtei alechem. U'regilin hoyu la'abir b'erev shviis. Then he says, in Alochet Ezayin, yirali, sheze she'omru chachomim, מיעברים בשנס רובין ובשביס
שלא יעברו בהם מפני צירך הדרוכים והקשורים וחייץ בהם. אבל אם הויסו השון או הויו להיסביר, מפני התקופו ומפני אוביב ופירס ואילון, מייעברים לאילון בכל זמן. So the Rambam says here already, that when do we say that im abrim is ashono bishnasri obein, that is, if the Ibor is on the basis of Kshorim, Psochim, and Kol Yis Yisroel. So where the Mechayev should be Tzeirech? So then that's the Aloche, Bishnasri Rovein. So the Tzeirech of Rovein, it counteracts and cancels the Tzeirech of Kshorim, Kshomim, and of Kshorim, Psochim, and Kol Yis Yisroel Shnekom Gim. Masheinke, where it is necessary to Mabar Shono and the Gimel Simoni, so that the Mechayev is not Tzerech. It's a aloche. It's a aloche of Shomer es Chidesh Oviv. Sheyi Chidesh Zeb is Man Oviv. That the Shono in general should be Shnas HaChamo. In general. That the year should be Shnas HaChamo. Should conform to the Chamo. In a general way. So Mimele, even if it's Rehovin, all right, so there is a Tzerech not to be Me'aber. If the Mechayev is Tzerech, so the Tzerech not to be Me'aber counteracts the Tzerech to be Me'aber. But here, the Mechayev is not Tzerech. So the Rambam is very reasonable. The only thing is, and this is what my uncle says, that's exactly why the Rambam, because the Rambam Lishitosi. So that's why he says yearly. But the only thing is, but there is a kasha from that Gemara. The Gemara deduces it from the posik of Yishbom Bal Sholish. And over there, what was the basis to be Me'aber? Does the Gemara mention Kshorim? Does the Gemara mention Psochim? The Gemara doesn't mention Kshorim and Psochim. So the Gemara mentions just Oviv. So Teisa says, obviously it must have been Pirus Elon too. So over there it was the Gimel Simonim, and still Elisha was not Me'aber. Elisha was not Me'aber the Shonim. So we see that this aloche applies even to the Gimel Simonim. So that's the Asog of the Rama. Homil said, now here Asog is Rama, not Raivet. Homil said, lesson. The Behedig Asinon Toner of Meir in Avishbom Bal Shalisho. And me yamato ruyo iso is a shono shetisabir, umitnimalu yabriro, vorosom da have a chazil yiburem neovi vopiris hilo, give force with price, velo yiburo, mitne she me abrim bishnerio. The Rav Amiri mentions a shite that is similar to the shite of the Rambam, but it's different. A mi'abrim is ashono b'shnei rovi, mipni shehakil mitzapin lorut lebisakonis, ve'imarichim aliyem misachodosh. U'mikol mokim davke shei mi'abrim iso l'chol atrochem sheizkanu. Avo kol shemipni atkufo, kosvuriv miforshim shei mashgichim bilchol dovo. Al zenema ashmir eschidish ovi. Kleima sheyovi Pesach b'tkuvas nisim ugdele am chabrim kosvu kein av biyovi v'peres ilon rotzleima shneim biyachad. So the mir is not difficult.
The Meiri apparently agrees also with the Shittas Rambam that there are two Mechayvim of Ibra Shono. One Mechayv of Ibra Shono is to equalize the sun with the moon, and another Mechayv is Serech. But, so the Shittas Rambam. But the Meiri Shitta is, the Meiri Shitta is that only Tkufeis is only Tkufeis, so the Mechayev of Tkufeis is the equalization between the sun and the moon. The sun and the moon. And that's exactly, I mean, the Meiri also agrees with the Rambam that Al Shnaimem Me'abrim, Valechot Menim Abrim, that has reference only to Ovi from Peres Ha'ilon. So on Ovi alone, we cannot be Me'abia. On Peres Ha'ilon alone, not. Only if we have both simony. In other words, the grain didn't ripen and the Peres Ha'ilon didn't blossom. But on Tkufes alone, we can be Me'abia. We discussed it last time. So the Meiri also agrees with the Rambam on that. So apparently, so the Meiri Shitta is that insofar as Kufes is concerned, so there the Mechayev is not Tzirech. There the Mechayev is because the Shono requires Ibu. Because if that Kufa, if without Ibu, that Kufa, the vernal equinox, will be on the 16th of Nisan, that means there is such a substantial discrepancy between the sun and the moon, it cannot be. So in other words, so you have to be ma'abir. So the Shono requires him. So then it's in the heft of the Shono. Mashein kein, Kshorim, Psochim, and Kol Yisroel, the Tzirech, and Peres Ha'ilon, and Oviv, that's also only Tzirech. That's why it is necessary to have two simonim. Because one does not constitute sufficient Tzirech, two constitute sufficient Tzirech. So according to Meiri, it's not difficult. So now here in the time of Elisha, so the basis was Oviv and Peres Ha'ilon can say as Tesa says. So that is Tzirech. So Memele Mishnasrovi, there is no dinibo. Mashenkim where the basis is Kufes. That's not based upon Tzirech, because the Shono requires Ibu. In order to eliminate the discrepancy between the sun and the moon, so Memele even Mishnas Rovin, we have to be married. But so the Meiri follows up the longest of the Rambam, but he applies it only to Tkufa, whereas the Rambam applies it to all the three simonim. So against the Rambam is difficult. Now the Rambam is difficult. Now this is not difficult. The Rambam. Now you could ask, since the Rambam holds that all the three are based upon the requirement that the Shono itself should conform in a general way to the Chamo, so how is it? So in other words, so Oviv and Peres Ha'ilon, I mean, represent the same kind of reason as Kufes. So how is it that on Kufes alone we can be Me'abed, the Rambam says, and on Oviv alone not? So the answer is no. All the three are indications of a discrepancy. So Tkufa alone, so that's certainly an indication of a substantial discrepancy. In other words, if without Ibu, so the vernal equinox will not be before the 16th of Nisan, so that's certainly indicative of a very substantial discrepancy. Mashein kein Oviv alone is a symptom. But it's not that symptom by itself is not an indication of a substantial discrepancy. So it's only an indication of a slight discrepancy. If we have two symptoms, then it's an indication of a substantial discrepancy. So that is not difficult. But the question is, since the Rambam on the basis of this concept says yearly that on the three simonim we have to be me'abir, even on the three simonim. So we have to be me'abir, even if there is, even if there is even if it's not Sriovei. But you must, so in other words, so when does this aloha apply? This aloha applies only to the other tzrochim. I mean to the tzrochim, because these are not tzrochim. To Kshorim, Psochim, and Golis Yisroel. But Gemara deduces it from Mishbom Bal Shalisho, and there, the basis for the Ibu would have been Oviv. And we have to say Oviv and Pirasilo. So the Rambam is difficult. Now, because if Mishneh mentions in the name, that's the Ramas HaSogya and the Rambam. So the Mishneh mentions in the name of Rav Rebarim Bar Meshulam. So he mentions a certain teretz, and that's very strange, because for Rav Rebarim Bar Meshulam Heishiv, V'yomar, Das HaRav, D'yo Diktone, Emeyo Miyato, Ruyo Heisol Yisaber, Loi Mipneyovi V'Peres Ilon, Kasha Kosafto, Di V'Peres Ilon Le'ayre Praise Klau, Die Mine Echo Diktone, Mine Atuiz Koma, Elore Koma, Klei Ma'akim Shol Yibikro Arat Yisroi Lohovikim V'mok Mecho, Di Mine Echo, V'Useirim, Ulach HaEimer, Nimco Shelo Yohoyo, Reif Ovi V'Chidish Nisim, V'chivim shenismayit kol kach oviv, nire vadai, shagdoyim utloyim rakim vidakim, ki lo imotsu mire, v'af al pi shem dni oviv livadei lo yom abri, kivim shenimtso lahakriv mimenu eimer, mikol mokeim, hoysu ashono ruyo li saber, mipnei hagdoyim vatloyim la'as reison, sa'ad lishono, ki damrino liyo, dizman de avive lo imot. So he says, this is how the Rambam will explain the Gemara. So in that key, the reason as to why Elisha was not Me'abir, because in that year, so the Peres Ilon did blast. In other words, in two out of the three sections. So they did blast. So, but the only thing, the only irregularity consisted in Ovi. Now, so that means, so it couldn't be Me'abir on the basis of the Aloha that the Shono requires Ibo, because of the substantial discrepancy between the sun and the moon. When do we have a sufficient indication that there is a substantial discrepancy between the sun and the moon, so that the Shono should require Ibu only when they have both symptoms? And over there, we only had the symptom of, in that year, so we only had the symptom of Oviv, not of Peres Ilon, but Peres Ilon. So, Mimele, it wasn't necessary. It wasn't, Elisha wasn't Mechuyev to be Me'abir on the basis of Shnai Mehem. But he would have been Me'abir, but if it hadn't been Ishnas Riovein, so he would be Me'abir because of Gdoim. So, Bishleime, if the Rambam had agreed with Rashi's Pshat, that Gdoim and Tloim is Nasim Sad, Liibo. So it means that if there is the symptom of Oviv, so the time of Gdoim and Tloim is joined to it. So then we could answer the Kasha against the Rambam. But the Rambam doesn't explain Gdoim and Tloim the way the Rashi explains it. So Memele, we couldn't say, the Gemara here says that the only reason as to why Elisha wasn't Me'abir is because it was rough. The implication being, if it hadn't been a year of famine, he would be Me'abir. Not on the basis of the Shlesha Simoni, which is Aloha that the Shono itself requires Ibo. Because there was only the symptom of Ovi, but on the basis of Tzerech. No, but according to Rashi, it could have been on the basis of Tzerech. The two tzrochim together are mitzurev. The tzerech of Oviv and the tzerech of Gdoim Tloim. But according to the Rambam, so Gdoim and Tloim are only mitzurev in the explanation. But they are not. They're not mitzurev to Oviv. That these should constitute a sufficient reason to be Me'abir. So even if it hadn't been Ish Nasri Ovein, he wouldn't be able to be Meaber. So the Teretz that the Kesef Mishneh mentions, the name of Rav Rabban Bar Meshulam, is very strange. Now, I think we have to, but I just want to bring to your attention the Loshon HaRambam. Now, the Loshon HaRambam is, now I mentioned it before. Now, the Rambam says, first of all, in Perek Dalet, as Ravel says in the Rambam. In other words, that the Rambam Shitti is that all the three simonim are based upon the halacha that the shono has to be ishnas achama. So the Loshon HaRambam, the Rambam says, ve'ilu hein advorim in Perek Dalet halacha Dalet, ve'ilu hein advorim sheinu yikya she'me'abrim bishvilon ki yidei she'yiu hashonim shnei achama. So that means that all the three together, all the three simonim, are based upon the aloche of Shnas Acham. That the Shono, in a general way, has to conform to the Acham. There shouldn't be a real discrepancy between the lunar months and the sun. But then, the Rambam says, in Aloch Gimel, he says like this. And then in Aloch Aleph, he also mentions the same Aloch. Shono miuberesi, shono shemisifin bochidesh, veimisifin leilom aloda, veisnesi shono shnei adorim, odorishin odasheni, umpnimam misifin chidesh zem, mitnizman oviv, kishapesar bisizman, shenem ashamir aschidesh oviv, shiyachidesh zem bizman oviv. Vilule Yisof at Achidish Hazeh, HaPesach Bo Pomim, Meizacham Upom, Meizachshomim. Al Shmei Yishu Simonim Avos HaShono. So it's mashmal that all the three Simonim are based upon the fact of Shmei Yishchidish HaOviv, in order that Pesach shouldn't come sometimes Meizacham or sometimes Meizachshom. In other words, that it should conform to the sun. In other words, that the year, that the months, the lunar months, in a general way, should conform to the Ham. But then he mentions, in Aloch Gimel, v'chein imrou bezn, sh'adayin lo yigia oviv, el adayin ofilu, in other words, it didn't ripen yet, v'lo yitzom chupiris o ilon, sh'darkon yitzmeyach bizman ha-pesach, seimchin al shnei simonim eilu, umabon et ha-shono, v'yaf al pi sh'at kufo kedem, mishisho oso b'nissen, so insofar as kufo is concerned, so it's regular. In other words, it's before mishisho oso b'nissen, the vernal equinox without Hebrew, will take place prior to the 16th of Nisan. Why? Because of the two symptoms of Oviv and Peres Elon. So he says, Kidei sheyia Oviv motzu lehakriv mimenu eimer hatnufo v'shishosov v'nisan. Uchidei sheyia Peres semchin kiderech kozmanov. So Rashi mentions, the Rambam mentions that the reason as to why Oviv is a reason together with Peres Eilon, to Mavra Shono, because of the Akova Seima, like the second Loshon in Rashi. Now, the second Loshon in Rashi is certainly based upon the concept of Tzerech. Because if it is based upon the fact that this is symptomatic of a certain discrepancy between the sun and the moon, so why do they mention, in order that there should be Seirim available for the Akova Seimer? Who is interested? Who is concerned now with Akova Seimer? It's a aloche that if there is a substantial discrepancy between the lunar months and the solar year, so the Shono requires Ibo to equalize, to eliminate the gap. So why does he discuss, why does he mention should the knowledge should be able to be Makriv the Eimer in Shishosa Benissa? And then something else, you see, I mentioned, here the Rach mentions the name of a certain Rishon. I don't know the name because it's abbreviated, so I don't know who it is. Pirish Reb Bereb Beis Reish Yud Shomei Oviv Shaltkufo Sheyehei Vichodosh
So when the Achirim say that the Yudgim on the base, Achirim mit Kuvas Nissen came, they say Shomer as Chiddush Aviv. Shomer Aviv shall Tkufa Shei Chiddush Nissen.
So he explains it. So that's the Gzeres HaKosel for Tkufas. Tkufas Nissen. That if the Tkufas Nissen happens to be late, in other words, Shishoso Benissen, Shishoso later than Shishoso Benissen, so then you have to mabir on the basis of Tkufa. So that he explains it. How do we know Shishoso Benissen? What does the Torah say Shishoso Benissen? Rashi says because Livona Bechidusha. So he mentions the name of a certain nation, Shomeir Oviv Shal Tkufo, Shirei Bechodosh, Pire Shomeir Shei Melech Asoimea, Tzirosei Vitikunei Bitkufo Chadosh. And Rabbi Nechanan El Rosh Hashono, Daf Chof Alef, he says that when do the Achirim say, Shomeir Eschidesh Oviv, that we have to be Me'aba the Shono because of Tkufas Nissen, that's only Bizman Shebis Amigdash Kayim. So it's in line with that Chite. That Rabbi Nachman mentions that it's based upon the Gezeres HaKosuv of Shmir Bechidush Aviv Bechodosh. In other words, so that the Eimer has to be offered from the new crop, and that is Mate Chodosh, and this itself has to be offered from the new crop. So in other words, so according to the Pshat and Rabbi Hananel, so Tkufo is based upon the Tzerech of Eimer. And since it's based upon the Tzerech of Eimer, so Rabbi Hananel Rosh Hashanah says that only Bizman Misamigdosh, so we have to be Me'avir. If without Tibur, so the Tkufo will be later than, so will be in Tezayin Benissen. In Tezayin Benissen. Later than Tezayin or later than Tezayin Benissen. But Bisman Shem Bisamigdash Kayom, so on the score of Tkufas Nissen, we cannot be Me'avir, the Rabbi Hananel says in Rosh Hashanah. Tkufas Tishrei, because of the Gzeres HaKosuv of Chag HaOsif Tkufas Hashanah. So Rabbi Hananel mentions Eimer in connection with Tkufas Nissen. And Rashi in the second Loshon, which Rashi rejects here, mentions Eimer in connection with Aviv. And it seems that the Rambam also mentions that in connection with Aviv, but that is in conflict with the Shittas Rambam. That the Gimel Simonim are not based upon Tzerech, but they are based upon the fact that these three Simonim are symptomatic of a substantial discrepancy between the sun and the moon. So, why does he mention the Eimer here? And according to the Talmud of Eimer, it should apply only Bizman Bisamigdosh, as Rabbi Nachman says in Rosh Hashanah. So that represents a stir in the Rosh Hashanah. Now, I'm not going to give the full teretz now because it's late. But one thing I just want to bring to your attention. Now, the Gemara says, the Gemara says, "Im Abris Hashonim, Elo Biyuda." No. Etod Rabbon Al Shlisha Arotzis Me Abris Hashono. Yehuda Vivayad Ma Golil. Al Shtaim Me Abrim Valachas Menim Me Abrim. So according to Rashi's Pshat, so Al Shtaim Me Abrim. In other words, if it didn't ripen in two of the sections of the three sections in Eretz Yisrael, so then we are Ma'aber. But if it didn't ripen in one of the sections, and the other two, it did ripen, we're not Me'aver. So according to Rashi, it applies to both, to Aviv and to Peres Hilo. The Rambam Shita appears that it only applies to Aviv, not to Peres Hilo. As far as Peres Hilo is concerned, so when will Peres Hilo be basis for Ibra Shono if the Peres Hilo that normally do blossom before Pesach did not blossom in any section of Eretz Yisrael. But if they did blossom in one section, even though in two of the sections of the regions they didn't blossom, so then Peres Hilon cannot serve as a ground for Ibra Shono. Now look at Loshon HaRambam. The Halacha Dalet, Perek Dal Halacha Dalet. Val Sholish Arotzi So Yisem Chim Bavi. Al Eretz Yehuda Val Ibra Yad Val Agol. Vim Yigi Aovi Vishte Arotzi Smeilu. Uvi Achas Lo Yigi Aim Yafu.
והיא מגיעה באחס מהם, והוא הגיע בשתיים, מאבלים. אם, so he says, והיא מגיעה אובים בשתי הרוצס מהירו.
Only לגבי אובים,
not לגבי פרס אירון. So לגבי, והיא מגיעה באחס מהם, והוא הגיע בשתיים, מאבלים, אם עדיין לא יצומחו פרס אירון. So in so, in so fast mashma, Rosh Hashanah Rambam, לגבי פרס אירון, הוא יצומחו כבר.
But if in one region of Eretz Yisrael it is somehow, in the other two regions it's not somehow, so then it's not a symptom. I mean, then it's not a symptom. Masha'in kin ligabi oviv, even if in one region it did ripen, in Yehuda it ripened, but in Golil and in Golil and Evayadn it didn't ripen, so it's still one of the simon. It's one of the simon. Now, insofar, well, and that is, you see, and it's very mistaken that insofar as its hirach is concerned, let's say according to Rashi, so there we can understand. So in other words, if there is no ripening of tvui, no blossoming of peres hirach in the two main regions of Eretz Yisrael, even though in one there is, so maybe there is a tzerich. But insofar, but according to the Rambam Shiti, that Peres Eilon and Oviv is only symptomatic of a discrepancy between the sun and the moon. So maybe why is two out of the three regions important? So then we can say, when is it symptomatic of a discrepancy if in all the three regions of Eretz Israel there is no blossoming of the Peres Eilon. But if in one region there is a blossoming, in the other there is no blossoming, so then it's not indicative of a substantial discrepancy. It's not sort of indicative of a substantial discrepancy. So Mimele, that's why the Rambam says, and as a matter of fact, in respect to Peres Eilon, the Rambam doesn't mention Tzerech. Rashi, in respect to Peres Eilon, Rashi takes as a mention Bikurim. So it's a Tzerech. The Rambam doesn't mention Bikurim. According to Rashi, it means Peres Eilon means that if Bezdin sees that without Tibur, so the Peres that should be ripe by Shavuos will not be ripe by Shavuos. But the Rambam doesn't mention Shavuos at all. The Rambam just mentions, he says, there are certain peres normally don't blossom before Pesach. But certain peres normally blossom before Pesach. So if those peres that normally blossom before Pesach didn't blossom, so then it's symptomatic of a discrepancy. Because why? Because the halacha is when we see from leilam or the so he says um the man we see from chidus zem nisman oviv she apesar beis zman she nema shomer as chidus oviv she yeh chidus zem bisman oviv chidus zem bisman oviv. So in other words, that it has to be in spring zman oviv. It has to be spring. How is spring determined? Through the vernal equinox. But there are certain characteristics of spring. What is the essential characteristic of spring? That in spring there is vegetation. That's the essential feature of spring. Now if you look up in the dictionary what spring is, so you'll find, I mean, spring is characterized by a manifestation of vegetation. Vegetation, so what kind of vegetation? All kinds of vegetation. The vegetation of Peres Eilon, vegetation of Tvui. So in other words, the Rambam holds that insofar as a symptom of spring is concerned, So we cannot divide, we cannot set up a wage, I mean, between Tvuye and Peres Hilo. It's Hainach. So when we say too, that on Peres Hilo alone, we cannot be Ma'abra Lashono. And on Oviv alone, we cannot be Ma'abra Lashono. So it doesn't mean we need two symptoms. We need only one symptom. What is the symptom of a substantial discrepancy between the sun and the moon? The lack of vegetation. Now you have in Peres Hilo, and you also have many types of Peres Hilo. There is only one type of Peres Hilo. There are many types of Peres Hilo. So there are many types of vegetation. So there is the vegetation of the Peres Hilo, there is the vegetation of grain. But insofar as being symptomatic of a substantial discrepancy in the sun and the moon, so you cannot say the Peres Hilo that didn't blossom, that's one symptom. Tvuye that didn't blossom is another symptom. Just as you couldn't say, I mean, the fact that oranges didn't blossom, that's one symptom of a discrepancy between the sun and the moon. And that apples didn't blossom, so another symptom. Figs didn't blossom, and another symptom. Dates didn't blossom, another symptom. It's Einach. Because vegetation of Peres Hilo, of Tvuye, is symptomatic of spring. So if Besden sees that the Peres Hilo didn't blossom and Tvuye didn't ripen, so that is one symptom insofar as a symptom of Aviv is concerned. So that's one symptom. You can divide Tvuye also into 5 minutes. But it's one symptom, because they are all due to the same reason. So Mimele, two, the Al Shnai Mehemei Me'Avri. What does mean Shnai Me'Avri? Doesn't mean Tkufo. Tkufo by itself is symptomatic of a discrepancy between the sun and the moon. That spring is not here yet, is not arriving yet. So we don't need two simonim. But Al Shnai Mehemei Me'Avri, Alechon Mehemei Me'Avri means and Peres Hilo not. What does it mean? The Peres Hilo didn't blossom. The Peres Hilo that usually do blossom didn't blossom. But the Tvuye that usually ripens before Pesach did ripen. So that means that there is vegetation. That there is no total lack of vegetation. There is only a partial lack of vegetation, not a total lack of vegetation. So Mimele, we don't have a symptom of a substantial discrepancy with the sun and the moon. Mashein came, if the Tvuye didn't ripen, and the Peres Hilo didn't ripen, so that means there is a total lack of vegetation. This is one symptom of a discrepancy with the sun and the moon. So it's not that we need two simonim. It's one simen. The two simonim are one simen. If we have one and not the other, so that means that we don't have even one simen of a discrepancy between the sun and the moon. So apparently the Rambam Shite appears to be that there are two halachas. First of all, there is halacha that we have to ma'abir shonal gimul simonim. And gimul simonim really means, the gimul simonim are symptomatic of a discrepancy between the sun and the moon. But, so tkufe by itself is symptomatic of a discrepancy between sun and the moon. And lack of vegetation is also by itself symptomatic of a discrepancy between sun and the moon. But if there is a lack of vegetation in Peres Hilo, but no lack of vegetation in Tvuye, so then there is no total lack of vegetation. So we don't have the symptom of a discrepancy. But actually, insofar as being symptomatic of a discrepancy between the sun and the moon, so when do we have a real simen? When we have both so-called simonim, Peres Hilo and Tvuye. But in order that the shono should require ibur on the basis of a substantial discrepancy because of the symptom, because of the total lack of vegetation, that means the symptoms of Aviv and Peres Hilo So it's only if in all the regions there is no vegetation. But suppose in two regions there is no vegetation. In two regions there is no vegetation of Tvue. But in one region there is. So just as in respect to Peiris or Ilon, the Rambam says that one can that be used as a reason only if Litzomcho Peiris Ilon in any region of Eretz Yisrael. But if in one region there is, even though in two not, then it's not symptomatic of a substantial discrepancy. So in regard to Tvue also, I mean, obviously the same thing. So why do we say that al shlisha arotzeis in me'abrin, al shtayme me'abrin, that and that has reference to Tvue? In other words, if there is no Aviv in two regions, even though there is an Aviv in the other region, there is no Aviv in Evrayarden and Golil, even though there is Aviv in Yehude, and in addition, there is no Peiris Ilon, no blossoming of Peiris Ilon. So you're not me'aber. That's not on the basis of the halacha that the shonah requires ibur. Because when do we have a real symptom of a discrepancy between the sun and the moon if there is a total lack of vegetation? Now, Peiris Ilon, there is a total lack of vegetation in Peiris Ilon, but there is no lack of vegetation in Aviv, in Tvue. Because in one region in Yehude, there is. The Tvue did ripen. So then it cannot be misaber. So there is no chiyuv incumbent upon Bezdin to be misaber on the basis of the aloche of Shmiras Chidesh Aviv. But then, if there is no Peiris Ilon, and in addition, in two regions, there is no Aviv, so then on the basis of Tzerech. So the two together, the lack of vegetation in Peiris Ilon, together with the lack of Aviv in two regions of Eretz Yisrael, because of its need for the Imer, so Mimele, then they constitute a Tzerech. So then it's on the same basis as Mipnei Akshorim, Mipnei Apsochim, and Mipnei Kol Yisrael Shenekom.
Rabbonon, Dafyut Veiz Omed Aleph. Tuna Rabbonon, Mavaz Hashonah Lepnei Rish Hashonah. But I mentioned the difficulty, I mean the difficulty in the Rambam, because the Rambam says yearly that this aloche me'abrim b'shnasirovein, so it only applies where the Yibur is based upon the Tzerech of Kshorim, of Psochim, of Kol Yisrael Shenekru. But if the Yibur is based upon the three simonim, so then even Bishnas Rovein we are ma'aber. Now, so Mitzvah Svore we can understand the Rambam Svore very well, because according to the Rambam there are two mechayvim of Yibur. There is a mechayev of Yibur because of the Shono itself requires Yibur. In order to eliminate a discrepancy between the lunar months and the solar year, because that's the aloha, the months have to be lunar, and the years on the whole has to conform to, in a general way, so the years have to conform to the Malach HaChamo. So Mimele, we have to be Me'abir on these three Simon. So even Bishnas Reovein, so it's not because of Tzerech, but it's a aloche that the Shono requires Yibur. In order to
to eliminate a substantial discrepancy between the moon and the sun. So even Bishnas Reuven and the Gimel Simonim, we have to be ma'abir. So we understand the Rambam is a svare. But the question is, the Gemara deduces this aloche, that we are ma'abir, that Bishnas Reuven not ma'abir, from Baal Sholisho, and there it was not on the basis of Tzerech, it was on the basis of the Gimel of the Simonim, of Oviv. Now, even though on Oviv alone we cannot be Mabir, so we have to say, as Teisa says, that together with Oviv there was also Peres Eilo. And so, and the Gemara says that's the reason as to why Elisha was not Mabir. But according to the Rambam, in such a case he should have been Mabir. It didn't matter. So, the Kesef Mishneh mentions Iteretz by Rav Rebaran Bar Mishulet, but that's difficult. He says that according to the Rambam, so there, the Yibo should have been, if not for Yovein, actually, the Yibo should have been because of Tzerech, not because of the Gimel Simonim. Because insofar as the Gimel Simonim are concerned, so there is Aloche, Al-Shnaim me'abrim, Al-Echodim me'abrim. And there was only one Simen, Oviv, not Peres Eilo. In other words, the Rambam doesn't agree with Tesis that there was also the Simen of Peres Eilo. So how does the Gemara deduce that Yishnas Roven, we're not me'abir? Because inasmuch as there was a famine, so it is obvious that the
whether the Shono should be in Isabir or not. Whether they should consider the question of Ibrahim.
Should there be Mitzurah?
Shnaim Emrim. Shnaim Emrim Leishay, Ve'achodim Shalom Leishay. Echodim Leishay, Shnaim Shalom Leishay. So in other words, they didn't even discuss.
So
when three were participating, so the question initial was not whether the Shono should be Nisab or not, but whether they should consider the question of Ibrahim. So he, when three are sitting, so to say, you shouldn't even discuss Ibrahim.
So
there is nothing. There is no emergency. So they shouldn't even consider it. So then, they don't consider it. That's all.
So
but if two out of the three say it should be considered.
In order to make it more acceptable to the Tzibor.
And one says no, so then we have two more. And then when you have five, they already discussed that question.
There is another difficulty.
They already discussed
because
that question as well as should be Sav or not. The three, while they were only three, they didn't even discuss that question as whether it should be Sav or not. But they only discussed the question as to whether they should consider the question as to whether they should be Sav or not. So then, so if the whole three out of five say that it should be
Sav,
in this
requires
if Shleishim Amrim Tzricho,
in order to eliminate in the moon.
Then my Sivim Amrim Tzricho.
So,
and then,
so
Shahin Aminim Pochadim Shivu.
Also agrees that they
so then,
but
when is the final determination made?
The
final determination is made
between
by seven. So then, if four out of the seven,
according to the Miri,
say,
so only
if the Shono should be Muberes, so then it becomes
Kufos, so the
Mechayev
of
Kufos see in the Rashi
is the discrepancy to prevent
now you see,
the discrepancy between the sun and the moon.
Because the Gemara says, the price says, that on three Simon, we are mad at the Shons. Now, today, we have no
business.
We are not Mahabir. We're not Mahabir of the Shons. Each time, as a need appears to take place. Because it was already Nisabir by Hillel. By Hillel, because of the Aloch Lameshim. You see, the same Aloch is between the Rambam and the Ramban that exists in respect to Kiddush HaChodesh also exists in respect to Ibrahim.
The same Achleik.
Now, we saw last time,
but where is the Rambam?
Rambam doesn't mention Hillel. There is no Hillel.
The
Hillel is not mentioned in
we have to be
As a matter of fact, I mean, the Gemara doesn't mention
so the
Hillel.
Niri the Gemara only to Tkuf.
The Gemara mentions Hillel, but the Gemara doesn't mention any place.
We have to be
Me'avi Hillel Hashem.
But not
Mitzad. So, I mean, the Gemara themselves, it's the Shemim in the name of the Gemara.
Based upon the concept of Tzeirah.
So according to Rambam, there is a mitzvah,
but the Rambam, it is not like that. The Rambam doesn't distinguish between Tufes
and if there is no Bez Nagodol, the Amor is Smuchim, so then the Allah Tisha Messina means that we have to give a Chadoshim al Pechadim, which has the Chadoshim that is inherent in our
Tzeirah. That's the Chadoshim. Not a sufficient ground for you.
So that's the Allah Tisha Messina. The Rambam says that there is no such Chadoshim.
And Kufa
That Tzvias Chodoshim is stolen in Bezdin Smuchim. And even if Bezdin will be Mitakevei HaChedesh,
not just at Kufa,
not on the arbitrary, not on the basis of any Chashbein,
of each Bob Al Shalisha,
arbitrary,
be made the semen of Bobby.
So it will still be
a fatty bee together with another semen.
So, but Bezdin is not allowed to have Chile. To be Kavya Chadoshim, arbitrarily. So
because
in two halachas,
the Rambam
mentions, if there is a Bezdin, if there is no Bezdin Smuchim, so then, Bezdin can be Kavya Chadoshim,
that's not because of
Tzeirah. Indefinitely. And this is what Hillel Hashem did. He was Kavya Chadoshim, according to a certain
fact.
With all kinds of glory, this and that.
There shouldn't be a substantial discrepancy.
Suppose he would have adopted another Cheshbon, it would have been just as effective. But the truth is that the Cheshbon, the pattern that he adopted, is in full consonance with the old astronomical phenomena. But this is not an essential fact, even if it hadn't been in full consonance with all the astronomical phenomena. So it still would be effective, because the halacha of Hakmat
Mishim.
So that is in the halacha between Rambam and Rambam.
To be Makhlik,
the same halacha exists in respect to Yibra Sholom. So, according to the Rambam, so if there is a Bez Nagodol, there is a Bez Smuchim, so every time, every year, Bez Nagodol has to consider whether it should be Me'avi or not, according to certain Cheshbeis. And if there is no Bez Nagodol, there is no Smuchim, so then we have to follow the Cheshbon, which is Halacha Mishnah Sinai, which Cheshbon? That Cheshbon of Marzer of 90 years,
actually, you see from the Rambam.
So we have the 3rd, the 6th, the 8th, the 11th, the 14th, and so on. So in other words, so that is the Cheshbon is Halacha Mishnah Sinai. According to Rambam, again,
when is it a ground for Ibrahim?
Was Kiveya only the Shonim and the Chadoshim and the Shonim according to certain pattern. This pattern is
altogether there are three regions.
But not that it could have been, it could have adopted another pattern. So and it would have been just as effective.
Or
So then Bezdin used to consider whether it's necessary to be Me'avi or not. So there are three major simonim.
Even though in one
and it's called Mulid, Bezdin was Me'apia.
Bezdin was Me'apia.
That means Mipnei Atkufon and Mipnei Ozi and Mipnei Ilonkin. Now Mipnei Atkufon means if, let's say, Bezdin determines that astronomically that if they will not be Me'apia, they shall not. So there's the equinox, the vernal equinox. Tkufas Nissen.
So we have our
vernal equinox. That's March 21st. So in other words, March 21st.
But in the
will
other
not
two
be before
not ripen.
It will be,
so
let's say, on the 16th.
Or Mashiach.
So that's the Tkuf. So that's one simon. Another simon is if the tvor, the grain,
there was no
didn't ripen. If it's ophel, if the tvor is ophel. So,
in other words,
a third thing is if the pairing, so
did not start vegetating, did not start to blossom forth. So that's the three major simonim. Three major simonim and a score on account of which best Nagodum used to be Me'avi Rishon. Now, the Gemara says that only are two simonim. We are Me'av. In other words, let's say the two didn't blossom forth, the pale is didn't blossom forth, so then they can be Me'av Rishon. But if they have to be Me'av Rishon, but suppose only one simen, the two didn't try, but the pale is Rishon did blossom forth.
He doesn't say,
vice versa, the pale is Rishon didn't try, but the two did try, and one simen up. Now, the Rambam passes that, and one simen out that has reference to the other two simonim. Let's say,
in one region,
but Kufo,
even though in two, Kufo, not,
so,
not
so that, and that simen alone, and the score of that simen alone, we are
it was not some who. But
because Kufo is of major significance, and all that Kufo, the vernal equinox, that's the basis of spring. I mean, when the spring begins, by definition, when is spring? I mean, you can look it up in every dictionary. What is spring? Spring is between the vernal equinox and the summer solstice. That means, so it begins in March, in March 21st. So that's the basis of spring. So for that simen, so the Shita Sarambam, and the score of that simen alone, the best is Me'avir. But other simonim, let's say Ovi and Peres Elon, only if you have two, not if you have one. We'll discuss why. Anyway. So Rashi says, "Echad imaleishi ve'echad nashleishi matzorach leishi v'lai yitzchich la'av hashon azu mipnei ovi v'yad kufis oi peris oi yon kidlikan." Now Rashi only mentioned the two ovi kufis peris ilon, but the other tzorachim and the score on account of which bezim could be me'avi. A ma'avet hashon v'yitzchich yitzchich on v'yad rochim v'yakshonim mipnei tanuri psochim v'yitzchol des Yisrael v'yitzchol 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 many other. So apparently, why doesn't Rashi mention the other reasons on account of which we could be Me'av Rishon? Apparently, even according to Rashi, certainly according to Rambam, there is a fundamental distinction between this Seirach and that Seirach. But even according to Rashi, so there is a distinction between the Me'av Rishon and the score of the three major simonim. So when the three are participating in the discussion, so the issue is not whether we should be Me'av Rishon. The issue is whether we should sit. Now, Rashi says that the five have the Maaseh Umatn of Eden, and what does the seven do? The final determination.
Now, what's the big Chiddush in Rashi? I mean, of course, it's very reasonable what Rashi says. It's much more from the Rosh Hashanah Lord. Because now, at first, when the three are participating, so the Rosh Hashanah Lord is Shnayim in Rashi, not Shnayim in Tzricho, Shnayim in Tzricho.
If there is
so in other words, the three don't even discuss the question of whether we should be married to Shalom. They discuss the question of whether the question of Imo should be considered.
In other words,
but the five, they consider already the question as to whether the Shalom
should be ideal situation.
And still, even though the whole of the five, three out of the five say the Shalom should be married, so you have to add two.
Only when there is a very substantial
seven.
So if there is
has to make the final determination,
so the
if the off of that seven
will be will
four
be
out of three,
the 16th of
out of seven,
then,
I mean, four out of seven.
Then
so,
it's indicative
so they say,
of a very
they say
sub,
that
it should
be balanced, that's the final determination.
Gap
in other words,
memela the shono
so apparently,
but
suppose
the
vernal
without Tibur, the vernal equinox.
To
is at the 14 units.
Now let's say
so
the Gemomenes and the Poshim.
That in itself doesn't constitute such a wide spread.
Besides the Gmardim, there is also
however,
Masomat.
However,
now
if,
in Poshes, so, so the Masomat of the Poshes is so
that
important
there is no
that there is Aloch and Sanoef Sanedrin, Shero,
Kulom, Chivo, Patronus. Why is it
I
so?
I mean, according
usually the vegetation takes place
in the name of the Ramah,
spring,
which is in conflict
so,
with the Ramah,
so
that we have.
Now,
but according to all the so what does it mean?
Irregularity, there is no substantial irregularity
so,
in respect to
say because in the Koshes there is a Aloche, that there has to be a vote,
complete
there has to be a vote
there would be
in the
Masomatim,
and the vote in the Gemardim. So in the Masomatim, so the Sanhedrin discusses,
so there is no,
doesn't discuss
there is
the particular
but
person.
It's not a
let's
wife
say,
yet.
Ruben
however,
is being
if
and the
we see
is, Ruben is
that there is no
and the question is,
the person,
is
there is no wife
so
that
every
was
in a certain way.
So then,
he was certain,
then,
in a certain way, let's say he was
a substantial discrepancy between the sun
of,
and the moon
is established
from the point of view of the effect that the irregularity
so is higher.
The
so,
irregularity
so
of the Tkufo
the members of the Sanhedrin Ktano, they discuss this person.
As a very substantial discrepancy,
and the
Shono
requires
him.
Like they discuss, in other words,
so,
when a person does the Maise,
so
the way this person did it is a higher
amount.
So it's not, in other words, it's a hypothetical, it's an academic consideration. It's like in Shalom Isabeheta, just as Sanhedrin discusses in Shalom, considers the question of whether secretion
Lichmesle
is mutter or not. So even without any partiality in
Shalom,
they could consider that question, a hypothetical question. So in the Masomatim, they are not referring to this person, whether he
so
should get this or not. They are only discussing the hypothetical question that is involved.
It's not
in
you
this case. In other words,
it's
a certain person did a certain
if you want, you can,
so
you can
they discuss
to ten
when one does
you can
the Ambele, the way this person did is a Chayvanan. So it's a hypothetical question.
That
the Masomatim. It's like he's a head. So then, if let's say,
but I mean, you're not going to do that.
The Rav says
it's
that when a person does the base, the Maisavira that was done by this,
in
by
words,
this Avarim,
if it's spring,
so
what is the circumstance
so then,
that gives rise to vegetation?
So Zakah. If they say Chayev,
the fact that it's spring,
is a preponderance
and
of
what is spring due?
So then,
spring is
they have to wait overnight
to the
so
to
the Besnagot
to the equinox, to the vernal equinox,
to take a vote on
true.
The Mardin, the same way,
but determine
the way that
even without Ibo, so that the vernal equinox would be at the end of this.
So
that
each one of those
insofar
who was who
astronomically
voted astronomically who voted higher, maybe he'll change his mind.
In respect to the equinox concern.
And maybe he'll
so
change his mind.
No,
and they are not allowed
but
to have a vote
see
the
that as a result.
The next day, they again meet,
taking
the Sanhedrin
place,
meet, and then the vote takes place on the
Gemardim.
So Masomatim in the Toshes is an essential ingredient.
Then,
in other words,
then
there
it's
has to be separate quote,
then there is a substantial discrepancy between the seven and the moon. So you have to be married. So only
al shnayne
me'achot. But if alechot,
so
if there is a lack of vegetation
in the discussion
in
the Masomat,
but no lack of
so all of them unanimously say that one person,
in other words,
the Avera that was done by this Avera,
but
so
not
so then it's so because we shall
there is no
total
lack of
words, there must be
a
an expression
of, so that's not symptomatic
of schus also. And if there is in the Masomatum there is no expression of schus,
so it's not
so then
that there is a loch,
it has to be
to
in the Masomatum there is a loch of schus.
What's the simen?
The Raman is lack of vegetation. He explains
so
it just in the reverse.
But it has to
because
be
like
a total
this,
lack of vegetation.
If there is a,
so
if oil,
there is a lack of
vegetation
only in the Tuzilon, but
for such
no lack of vegetation in the Tuwe,
so,
so then there is no total lack of vegetation.
The same
so we don't
so
have that
why, in order
so why does
to,
the
to afford
the
opportunity for those who said high Masomatum, maybe to think it over and to change their minds, they'll revert themselves
with what?
But if at the very outset the Masomatum, they all said that it's higher, so then it's highly unusual that they should change their mind.
After all,
no one will express an opinion
on
schus,
so
we don't have to wait till overnight. So now we have the Gmarim the same day, that's the Pshat, Patron is in the same day, you get rid of him,
that will include Pesach,
you get rid of him, not Patron is in the Kamakot, and you come to Sweden,
so the price could say,
you get rid of him, the same day, you don't wait on him,
Pesach
only, and he is your, but all the Apshim say, that Patron is in means, that he becomes Kamakot, and why? Because
that
the Masomatum is an essential feature
Pesach,
in the
so,
the
why
and there is
the,
a in the Masomatum that there has to be an expression of
schutz,
and if there was never expressed schutz for
him,
so no one said, not one member of the Sanhedrin said that he spotted that when a person does that Avera the way it was done by this person, that he is Daka, so then there cannot be
one. Together.
So, by the first
why confused?
Masomatum is an essential
issue. I mean,
so
let
here,
the prices
say, here, we have an analogy in Ibn Ashonho. First, we have in Masomatum. In Masomatum, we can
so
discuss whether this year should
so
be
so that will be symptomatic of
a year like that.
That indicates that there is a substantial discrepancy.
The paleo Elon and I did not blast him yet. So a year like
so
that, whether it's Tokshin Lamed Dalet or it's Tokshin Lamed Hei or Tokshin Lamed Vov, they're not considering whether this year should be Misabe.
First of all,
it's a hypothetical question.